Welcome, Bodan Ferenc, to our podcast series on peace and security. Thank you for accepting our invitation. You are in Kyiv at the moment, and you are the SD Platform founder. SD Platform is NGO. Could you please introduce it and present it to us?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks a lot for your invitation. Yeah, greetings from Kyiv. I'm Bogdan. I'm founder of Social Democratic Platform. It is a non-governmental all-Ukrainian organization that brings people from different regions of Ukraine and shares social democratic values. We are one of the partner of social democrats, European social democrats, and also from other countries. We are proud to be here in Ukraine on the ground. But at the same time, of course, we are facing in Ukraine the challenges of having true social democrats. That's why our aim is just to build a new progressive political platform here in Ukraine, especially in the context of post-war recovery.
Could you tell us what's the situation at the moment? How are you? How are Ukrainians?
Yeah, the situation is difficult. It's still difficult because the Russian war is going on, unfortunately. And it means that, for example, when you are living in Kyiv or in some other cities, you are facing some attacks, missiles attacks, drones attacks from Russia. That's why they are trying to damage our infrastructure, damage our schools, universities, apartments. But if I compare the situation 1 year ago, for example, I think we are now much more stronger with the defense, because our partners, Western partners, just helped us and is continuing to help us in the context of anti-missile systems. And it means that, of course, Russians are still doing a lot in the context of shelling our cities with rockets, with drones, but at the same time, we are also increasing our capacity in defending this. But the situation is still difficult. The battlefield is every day just under big battles, I mean, from Russia, of course, and our army is continuing counter-offensive just operations. But at the same time, we believe that from square kilometers to square kilometers, we can just deoccupy our territories and just defend our common values. I mean, democracy, freedom, and dignity.
Well, I can imagine that you're all focused on the battlefield, on the situation on the ground, but how is everyday life? How are people coping with the war and in their everyday lives?
Ukrainian society has been resilient in the face of ongoing war, which began in 2014, by the way. And while the war has brought about significant damages and challenges, Ukrainians have showed solidarity and adaptivity somehow. That's why, we are trying to rebuild our, ordinary life. But of course, definitely it is understandable. It's not possible to do because every just hour, every day, you are receiving some bad news from the front line, for example, of some losses of heroes that are defending our countries. And it means that, we are just working. We are trying to strengthen our economical capacity, financial capacity, to adapt somehow to this new reality. But at the same time, the war definitely influenced every day, every hour, every minute on our lives. And it means that as a nation, we feel ourselves in insecure situation, of course, especially people that are living at the pre-front line regions.
So What does peace mean today for you?
For me, it's definitely the restoration of territorial integrity of Ukraine. It's like fair peace, you know, not just peace as sometimes we can just hear from the discussion or from the positions of some leaders of different countries, for example, from Brazil or from Saudi Arabia or some other geographical not so far, also not so close to Ukraine countries. But at the same time, for me, it's definitely a fair peace that we can achieve only together, only with solidarity with international partners who are sharing our common values, you know, and also that aggressor Russia Federation has definitely realize the consequences, the dramatic consequences of this brutal war in the heart of Europe for their own people and society and for people in other countries, because they are just doing a lot in the context of shelling our infrastructure at the Black Sea dimension. And it means that, for example, we are facing now the problems with exporting our grain to African countries, to Asia countries, Latin America, and so on, so on. That's why it's not so easy to achieve now. I don't think that it's possible to do at this phase of this war. But at the same time, fair peace is necessary to achieve for, I think, global security, not only European new security architecture, but for our global security.
In this situation, could you specify your demands for peace to the international community or to international institutions as well?
I think, of course, Ukraine has called on the international community and multilateral institutions for support of defending our common values, as I mentioned, democracy, freedom, solidarity. Also, humanitarian assistance is crucial, because we have a lot of millions of internally displaced persons. We have millions of refugees affected by this brutal war. That's why humanitarian assistance is very needed, of course, and sanctions and pressure, because, as I mentioned, maintaining pressure on Russia through sanctions until a fair, peaceful resolution is necessary to do. And some countries, unfortunately, helping just to neglect this kind of sanctions that were just provided by mostly Western partners, and it influence on the readiness for these consequences, I mean, for discussions how the war can be ended. And of course, we are now discussing the reconstruction process of Ukraine, and of course, the aid, financial and technical support for rebuilding infrastructure in the conflict affected areas are also needed. As reforms, because we definitely understand that Ukraine, as a country defending democratic values, also is keen to continue with the reform internally, I mean, because we have to have a strong institutional capacity. We have to not only save, but to develop a political pluralism, I think. And also we have to just to think about how our neighbors in the Eastern Europe can also transform the society in the context of European integration and democratic reforming processes.
Well, which means basically that there are many battlefields, not only on the ground. What has basically changed since the war, meaning what have you discovered regarding the international community? What is your observations about them? What should be reformed, for example?
Mm-hmm. I think we can just observe a lot of criticism here in Ukraine towards international community and multilateral, I mean, this kind of formats. And I think it's understandable why, because we expected a lot from United Nations, for example, from other international platforms of preserving Ukraine and European continent from this war. But as we now can just say that the diplomacy failed, it's crucial now not only discuss how the international organizations should be formed, but also to do something in a more practical way. I understand and I realize that it's not so easy to achieve, but at the same time, I think Russian war just initiated this kind of discussion internally at the UN, for example, level. And it's necessary to have, I think, the voice of progressive politicians from different parts of our continents to achieve some kind of practical steps on ending this brutal war, on achieving a peace, fair and long-standing peace, and also of just punishment of war crimes that Russia did. Only with this it's possible somehow to reshape the global order. Without some practical steps, it could be quite difficult to do.
And in this context, is it time to talk about recovery and reconstruction?
Definitely, yes. And I think it is one of the main goals for all Ukrainian society, just to achieve these reconstructions. But to have some capacity of doing this. But at the same time, we as SSD platform, as progressive people here in Ukraine, we are standing for fair reconstruction and inclusive recovery of post-war Ukraine, because we have to just also rebuild, I think, some kind of new approaches for just transformation our country into more European democratic style. I mean, and it means that we now just have to start this. I think it's not necessary to wait until the war will end, but we now can just do a lot. And by the way, some of our partners are supporting this kind of efforts, because we don't know when the Russian war will end. But at the same time, we have to rebuild our communities now, especially when it is more safer, for example. And that's why from international partners, we are expecting support, I mean, financial support, technical support. But from our progressive partners, social democrats, we expect political support and their own experience of building their societies that are based on more inclusive and fair way of doing economical issues, political issues, and so on.
Well, you are a young platform. Most of you are young people, more sensitive to maybe European, Western European values and also way of doing things. Is there a generational gap, for example, in Ukraine? And then also, are Ukrainians sensitive to more progressive politics?
I think that, yes, I think we have some kind of generational gap, as you mentioned, but the same, I think, different countries have. Especially now, mostly young people are at the front line, students, just teachers, young teachers, progressive teachers, educators, workers, drivers, just they are defending our country, they are defending our families, you know. It means that, of course, we are facing enormous challenges in the context of demographical losses, but at the same time, I think our people just now, of course, they are dreaming about the end of war and fair peace, but at the same time, they show enormous just resilience, that this kind of resilience can help us of building more progressive society, I believe. And of course, for this, we have to do a lot. I mean, at the regional level, at the national level, we have rebuilt our political institutions. We have to have more ideologically oriented political parties. We have to fight with the oligarchs. And of course, we have to have more resilient economy and financial system, because now we are dependent on external support. But I believe that in post-war Ukraine, we'll decrease these dependencies. And it means that, of course, more younger generation is more open for some more radical maybe changes, I mean, in the context of progressive politics. But a lot of young people now are abroad, you know, and they can also bring some positive experience from Western countries, for example, of rebuilding our society. That's why we are standing for further development of Ukraine in the context of building a progressive society and ensuring that our people, our veterans, their families, can be just protected by the state in the social context and can get more support in this not so easy post-war times.
Well, you mentioned, obviously, Ukraine has many needs, but I think that Ukraine can be very inspiring to our democracies. Today, democracy are under siege somehow across the world. I believe that Ukrainians can be very inspiring. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that, it's very good that people abroad just understand how it is necessary to save now democratical countries, you know, from this autocracy and this brutalism that not only Russia, but some other countries are trying to show. But at the same time, we are expecting and we are still hoping also to feel the same from our international partners, you know, not only through the context of cooperation, through the military support, but also through attention towards Ukrainians, because the war is continuing. And I definitely understand that the focus in different countries has been changed, you know, especially in the context of internal problems and challenges. But at the same, I think the heart of democracy now is in Ukraine, in Kyiv, and not only in Kyiv, I think in these small villages that now are shelling and towns are shelling by Russians on the Donetsk dimension or in the southern Kherson dimension. It means that I think not only for us, but for the civilized world, it's necessary to show solidarity, resilience, and political will to defeat this Russian brutal Putinism and just to defeat this autocratical way of thinking, I mean, in global context.
Thank you very much, Gordon. I think we've covered the points we wanted to address with you. Would you like to add something that is key to you for SD platform for Ukrainians, for progressives of Ukraine?
I would like to thank all those who just supported Ukraine and still continuing to support Ukraine, you know. And also, I would like to kindly ask to pay more attention to what's going on here now, how we are defending our country and our common values with all civilized partners, and also support for progressive people here in Ukraine, because honestly, it was not enough attention before the full-scale invasion towards Ukraine and Ukrainian social democrats. Now we can say that we have more attention, more just support, but at the same time, it's still not enough to build a more broader progressive political platform here in Ukraine to defend our way of transforming our society. That's why to all who share our progressive ideas, please stay in contact, have some common initiatives, and be with Ukraine.
Well, here we are, Bohdan, with you. The Progressive Alliance stands with you, and you can count on us as much as we can, but we're here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.